From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Delegates from almost 200 nations at the United Nations Climate Conference in Mexico have reached a modest climate deal. The agreement includes the creation of a so-called Green Fund to help developing nations battle greenhouse gas emissions. David Nussbaum of the Worldwide Fund for Nature says it's an important step in the right direction.
In terms of climate, we are literally the whole, all of humanity. We are all in this together. We are all sharing one planet's climate. We've got to find a way to work together, to get agreement, to take the action we need to protect our planet and ourselves from the damage we might otherwise do to ourselves.
Nussbaum spoke to the BBC. The chief U.S. and Chinese delegates say the agreement is a good basis for future negotiations, but major differences have been put off until next year. A deal was reached over objections from Bolivia, which says it doesn't go far enough. Bomb attacks across Afghanistan have killed 15 people and wounded dozens. Also, NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that U.S. officials are investigating a possible instance where 7 civilians died in a firefight with Afghan and international troops in the eastern province of Paktia.
A NATO statement said during a late-night raid, a man with an assault rifle approached in a hostile manner and troops shot him. A firefight ensued and 7 men were killed. It now appears they may have been members of a private security company. The Afghan government has pushed for a ban on private soldiers. Many of the security companies are suspected of criminal activity. Today, another car bomb targeted a government building in Kandahar, and a suicide bomber hit a police checkpoint in Kunduz province, wounding police and civilians and destroying several nearby houses. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
In Pakistan, officials say security forces have killed 4 militants after insurgents attacked a security checkpoint. The incident happened overnight in a tribal region along the Afghan border. President Obama is urging Congress to act on the tax cut deal he negotiated with congressional Republicans. He says it will strengthen the economic recovery and help middle-class families.
It's going to make a difference for a single mom with 2 kids in Ohio working as a cashier. With this plan, she'd get a new payroll tax cut and a bigger child tax credit, together worth more than $2,300.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address. Republicans say the deal will be good for small businesses. Representative Kristi Noem of North Dakota spoke in the GOP address.
With unemployment still rising, the number one thing our family-owned small businesses need right now is certainty. They need to know that the government is not going to come in and do anything to jeopardize their ability to keep their doors open.
The deal is being sweetened with ethanol subsidies, commuter tax breaks, and wind and solar grants in an effort to attract lawmakers who oppose it. Votes on the deal to extend the cuts beyond the end of the year are expected next week. You're listening to NPR News. Friends and family will be remembering Elizabeth Edwards today. A memorial service is scheduled in North Carolina. Edwards died Tuesday, 6 years after she was first diagnosed with cancer. The disease returned in an incurable form in 2007 during her husband John Edwards' second presidential campaign. The Mexican government says it has killed one of the country's most wanted drug lords. Security forces raided gang-controlled towns in fierce clashes that have killed at least 5 policemen, 3 alleged gang members, and 3 civilians. Michael O'Boyle has more from Mexico City.
The battles erupted Wednesday night in the mountains of Mexico's Avocado Basket. Hundreds of federal troops, backed by helicopters, stormed the strongholds of the brutal gang called The Family. To counter the strike, gunmen pulled passengers from vehicles and torched buses, blocking roads across the state. But by Friday, the gang seemed to be in retreat, and the government claimed to have killed its leader. Nazario Moreno was notorious for his booklet of spiritual self-help slogans. He preached a gospel based on the export of drugs to the United States while claiming to keep his home state clean. His death marks a major victory for the government in its increasingly bloody drug war. Still, analysts expect other traffickers will rush in to take over Moreno's territory. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
The upper Midwest could be in for a lot of snow this weekend. A stretch from just west of Minnesota's Twin Cities into western Wisconsin is expected to get the most. The National Weather Service is predicting a foot or more, and the storm could also bring snow to Illinois, Indiana, southern Michigan, and across the Great Lakes region. Temperatures are expected to plunge well below zero by tomorrow. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.